Dear friends, if I asked you to make a list, to write out a list of people who you consider to be authority figures, who would make your list? Would it be a parent? Perhaps a police officer? A politician? A pastor? They each have authority, and rightly so, because God established authority. He established authority in our homes, in our church, and he established authority in the government. But we know that in all of these areas, authority figures aren't always perfect, they're not always impartial and consistent. A sinful world includes sinful authority figures. In addition, the most trained, the most well-meaning authority figures have limitations. When a doctor offers a prognosis, we know that it's really based on percentages and odds, not absolute certainty. When a top-notch, a really top-notch weather expert offers a forecast, there's nothing absolute about it. It's a projection, and it's based on educated guesses and patterns over the years. Yes, even the very best authority figures and experts are not fully dependable, even those with the best of intentions. But perfect dependability exists. We have God's dependable word of truth. And today we're going to look at that. We're going to look at our need for that truth, the source of that truth, and the blessings of that truth. Really? Is that right? You've got to be kidding. Those responses, I think, really demonstrate that we really want to know if something is right or not, if something is true. And we hope that the source is reliable. If I'm not feeling so well, and I just get this sense that something's just not right, and then a friend comes up and says, "Oh, you look fine." Well, while I might appreciate their sentiment, I know that I need something more than that. I need a doctor to help me figure out what's going on, to help me identify the problem. And yet even then, I can't be 100% certain. In the world of education, information can be shared in a variety of ways. It can be shared as theory. Information can be shared as something relative or changing. And information can be shared as truth. But you know, what's really disastrous is when information is shared as truth and it's not truth. And this is a huge deal. This is a huge deal when a theory regarding the origins of life in the universe is taught as truth. It's a huge deal when professors convince their students that there's no God, or if there is a God, you've got a variety of choices from which to choose of these gods. You know, it's a huge deal when people dishonor, disobey, or disrespect those that God has placed in authority in our homes, in our churches, in the government. Because maybe they don't believe, they don't know, or they simply don't care that God established that authority. You and I need the truth. In God's absolute truth, we find order. We find confidence. In God's absolute truth, we find great comfort and peace. Because God, in God's absolute truth, what do we find? We find what we need the most, a Savior. We find Jesus there. When we open our Bibles and we engage in Christian learning or in Christian education, we there find the only authority that exists that's fully reliable. We find what we need. We connect with God when we use the source that He's given us. It's not human invention. It's not human intention. It's God speaking. It's Holy Spirit inspired, word for word, prophecy and fulfillment. It's God's promises made and God's promises fulfilled. It's a sin problem that's saved by a Savior solution who died on the cross, who suffered our punishment, who died and lived again, who vacated the tomb and went right through the clouds to heaven, where He's now pleading our case before our Heavenly Father. He's pleading our case of the fact that we've been forgiven, that we're innocent, and that we've been given holiness. That's the truth that we need. Truth beyond human invention. That's truth that doesn't depend on percentages, doesn't depend on odds, educated guesses, doesn't depend on PhDs, scientific research, or simple wishful thinking. It's truth whose source is an all-powerful, ever-present, all-knowing God. Now, the world around us teaches it's still searching for truth, often in all the wrong places. What comfort is it when that's lacking, when the truth is lacking? But for you and me, we have a truth that is absolutely concrete. It's ever dependable. It's never changing. It's God's word of truth. It's a foundation that's never going to crumble. In fact, we have a foundation that won't even crack in God's truth. The world seeks truth. But now, who's the world that's still searching? Could be your neighbor. Could be your coworker, your classmate, or even a member of your family. Too many folks, quite frankly, are missing God's comfort, the salvation comfort that comes from His word of truth. So how can you and I not keep a focus, a real focus, on Christian education, on the wonderful truths that God has given us, that He offers to us? So what comes to mind when you hear the term Christian education? Maybe you think of our Lutheran elementary school. That's good. Or perhaps you think of Sunday school, when that's offered here in a few weeks again. Good. Maybe it's Sunday morning Bible class or other Bible study opportunities. Those are all great. But you know, during these COVID times, perhaps the following examples of Christian education are more important than ever. When you think of Christian education, do you think of sitting at home in your favorite chair reading the Bible? Do you think of gathering your family so that all the members of your family are together being strengthened in the Word of God? Do you think of subscribing to Time of Grace devotions online, both video and written? Do you think of going online and getting through my Bible in 3 years and have those daily Bible verses and sections emailed to you, that you receive them every single day? Do you think of subscribing to other email devotions or verses of the day that you can receive? Do you think of receiving and reading that daily devotional booklet, meditations that we offer here on the counter? These are all good. and any other avenues of Christian education that help us to properly focus on God's dependable word of truth. This truth, biblical truth, is constantly under attack. Sometimes subtly, oftentimes blatantly and boldly. And quite frankly, the devil can't stand it. He can't stand Christian education. He doesn't want you to hear it, the truth of God's word, and he certainly doesn't want you to believe it. Rather, he would have you try to create excuses or reasons why not to regularly engage and focus on Christian education. I think it's wise to engage in the opposite of what the devil wants. Don't you? In Genesis chapter 1, we read that during creation, the waters were separated. And then a few verses later, we read that land and water were separated. And then that God created vegetation that began to produce according to their kinds. And then God put lights in the sky to light the earth. And then we read that God created animals that began to produce according to their kinds. And then God designed that animals would have food to eat. After each one of these deeds, these remarkable, these amazing deeds of God, here's what Scripture says. And it was so. And it was so. And it was so. Don't take those words for granted. They pack a punch. Imagine what had just happened. This world, this universe created by God. And it was so. These and all of God's wonderful accomplishments and truths are fully dependable. It is so. And the truth is, God intends to bless you and me through these wonderful truths that he gives us. So what are a few of these blessed truths? I'd like to just look beyond the temporary or the physical or earthly blessings of health and wealth and success. Those are wonderful blessings. But let's start by looking at the greatest blessing God has given us. And I think we could all say together, it's Jesus. And it is. Who took our sins on himself. It's Jesus who paid for our sins with his precious blood. Yes, it's Jesus who gives us his holiness, who gives us his righteousness, who makes it certain that we're no longer under God's eternal curse. It's Jesus who said, I am the truth. And it is so. And Paul writes, and in Jesus we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. I'm just not sure that I can think of a greater blessing than the forgiveness of sins. My sins build a huge separation or wall between me and God. And Jesus came and he knocked that wall down. And he's knocked your wall of sins down as well. Nothing can separate you or me from the love of God because of Jesus. And it is so. We said earlier that too many people are missing the good news of salvation. I think that's true, but do you yourselves just stop once in a while and just pause and really ponder and reflect upon the blessing that you have of believing, the blessing of trusting in Jesus and in receiving his love and forgiveness? We call that blessing faith. God has given it to you. It's an amazing thing. The writer to the Hebrews teaches us that faith is being sure of what we hope for, and it's certain of what we do not see. And it is so. These and so many other blessings from God are not something that you and I should hoard or hold on to or hide. Rather, these blessings are things that we should share, aren't they? And share unashamedly. And fortunately, God has left us with a wonderful promise. He helps us with that, and I know I need it more often than I probably care to admit. I need his help to go out and share that good news, that encouragement. He left us with that, with these words and many others. He said, "Surely I will be with you," Jesus promised, "to the very end of the age." You're not alone, and it is so. You're never alone. And that's a pretty awesome thought, and it sounds really good, and it is, but I think it's even more mind-boggling to think in terms of never being alone when you think of it eternally. You think of never being alone in heaven, of never being alone and enjoying the everlasting joy of Jesus. What you have awaiting you is nothing less than perfection. Contentment, peace. What you have awaiting you is an ever-present time with God. These are truths, these are blessings that will never end. John wrote very simply, this is what Jesus promised us, eternal life. And it is so. So what do you treasure? What comes to mind about what you treasure? Usually people that you spend a lot of time with might be the people to tell you that. They probably can pretty much figure out by observing what it is that you really do treasure. There are a lot of things, I'm sure. Is it your job? Is it partying? Is it your family? Is it money and possessions? Is it recreation? Is it your favorite team? These all have their place, don't they? But they don't last forever, and certainly they're not all that reliable, dependable. Obviously, we know, don't we? But don't take for granted that God's spiritual blessings are forever. His promises are always true. Trust him. Trust him and treasure his word. Treasure his promises. And then pray. Every single day. I'm sure there are a lot of different things you pray for. Every single day. Pray for an ever-growing faith and trust in your greatest treasure, in Jesus. Consider a little Bible study exercise in the next weeks or months or whatever. As you're reading your Bible verse by verse, and chapter by chapter, day after day, just focus on looking for those wonderful treasures, those gospel good news treasures that are found in his word, and then take your highlighter pen and mark them as you come across them. And then remember to go back and find those highlighted portions so you can enjoy, find comfort in, and be strengthened in these wonderful promises and words of God again and again. God's marvelous truths and treasures are dependable from beginning to end. From the very beginning of Scripture in Genesis, where we read over and over, and it was so, all the way to the end of Scripture in Revelation, the last chapter, 22, where after Jesus says, "Yes, I am coming soon," John responds, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Dr. Siegbert Becker, in his Revelation commentary, suggested we could express amen as, yes, indeed, come, Lord Jesus. It will be so. Thank God for your gift of faith that believes and that clings to the blessings of God's dependable word of truth. You need that truth, and God has given it to you. He's the source of that truth. So keep searching it. Keep searching his word for these gospel treasures through all the various means that are available to you of Christian education, at home and outside of your home. And the blessings, they are the good news, gospel treasures. They are treasures that will last forever. It is so. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen.